AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The NCAA has updated its transgender athletes policy to limit competition in women's sports to those assigned female at birth. The move came one day after President Donald Trump signed an executive order intended to ban transgender athletes from participating in girls' and women's sports. Elon Musk has become the most influential figure around President Trump, making an extraordinary dynamic. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Musk is now a special government employee who uses the world's most powerful information platform to sell government talking points. His ex-ownership also could give him financial incentive to use that platform instead of other means to spread vital government information. The president earlier this week dismissed concerns about Musk's conflicts of interest.
Where we think there's a conflict or there's a problem, we won't let him go near it.
Democrats like Texas's Greg Kassar argue Musk shouldn't be near any of it.
An unelected, unaccountable billionaire now has seemingly unlimited powers.
And New Jersey's LaMonica McIver says Democrats will work to get what she calls Musk's grimy hands off the federal government.
And we will not allow this Musk takeover.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Everyone's preparing for the Super Bowl, including Jon Batiste, who will sing the national anthem. He says when he performs, he can feel the energy transcend.
I think about a lot of people in my life who have represented what I believe this song is about and should be about at its highest aspirational level. So when I channel that, it makes it feel like it's me, but it's way bigger than me. So I'm just a vessel for that energy in the world to continue.
This is AP News. The Boy Scouts of America are rebranding very soon.
Saturday, February 8th, is the Boy Scouts of America's 115th birthday. It's also when the Boy Scouts of America becomes Scouting America. President and CEO Roger Krone says it's time for a name change.
What the name change does is it really allows us to kind of rebrand and reset, you know, having been in bankruptcy, 115-year-old organization, it's kind of nice to have some things that are new and fresh.
The organization has been trying to move past claims filed by tens of thousands of mostly men who said they were abused as young scouts, and the 2020 bankruptcy filing that followed. It began allowing gay youth in 2013, welcomed girls in the Cub Scouts in 2018, and the flagship Boy Scout program in 2019. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.